Unit 4. Ups and Downs. Listening and Speaking. D. Listen to the statements and choose the right responses.
1. I do hope everything will turn out all right.
2. Your handwriting is very good.
3. Be confident of yourself.
4. Thank you for your encouragement.
5. I really appreciate your help.
E. Listen to the short conversations and choose the best answer.
1. I'm so nervous about tomorrow's examination.
Don't worry. You have worked hard on it.
Question. What is the woman nervous about?
2. Jane, do you know how to improve my spoken English?
I think the best way is to practice every day.
Question. What are they talking about?
3. Whatever happens to you, I'll always be on your side.
It's very kind of you to say so.
Question. What does the woman mean? 4. Congratulations. Your hard work really pays off.
Thank you so much. I owe a lot to your help.
Question. Why does the man express thanks to the woman? 5. I'm determined to learn English well.
If you think you can, you can.
Question. What is the woman's determination? F. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
I'm so scared for the test tomorrow.
Why?
The test will be very hard, and I haven't studied a lot yet.
Then why don't you go home and prepare for it if you want a good score?
I'm afraid that I won't be able to get a good score even if I study hard from now on.
But you'll never know until you've tried. Besides, if you don't study well, you'll get an even worse score.
But I'm still afraid that I can't make it.
Don't worry. As long as you try your best, you won't regret it. Besides, you're very smart. I'm sure that you can do the test well.
I hope so.
Good luck.
Thank you. G. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer.
Do you know something about the smiling old man on the logo of KFC?
Only a little about him. He was the founder of KFC.
He was called Colonel Sanders. He had a great success story.
Can you tell me his story?
Sure. He had lots of ups and downs during his lifetime. He used to be a soldier, a railway worker, a driver, and an insurance agent. But all the jobs ended in failure.
What a shame. He suffered a lot.
Then he started up his own restaurant, selling fried chicken. With a secret recipe, his fried chicken was very popular.
Did he become rich overnight afterwards?
Not yet. His restaurant had to be closed, as the government was going to build a highway nearby.
What would he do?
He had a good idea. He believed there was an opportunity to market his chicken to other restaurant owners across the U.S. He was rejected for over 1,000 times. Finally, he found the first partner in South Salt Lake. They opened the first KFC restaurant in 1952.
Questions. 1. Who is Colonel Sanders?
2. Which of the following occupations was not Colonel Sanders once engaged in?
3. When did the first KFC restaurant open? H. Listen to the short passage and fill in the blanks.
How great it is to see so many of you. Come and join us in celebrating the 15th anniversary of our travel magazine. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for being here. A little more than 15 years ago, we were sitting at our regular jobs discussing how we saw our future when we came up with the idea of joining our two hobbies, traveling and writing. We never imagined that our tiny dream would come true so soon. There were many special people who joined us and made it possible to create the name that we have today. To all those people and those who joined us in our journey, I should say thank you again. Without your efforts, we would never have been here.